pretty safe to say you can barely walk across a street in Michigan without stepping on a manhole cover branded East Jordan Iron Works. This company has a 131-year history in Michigan.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
Tom Teske is with EJ. He's vice president and general manager of the Americas. Tom, when I think of the 1800s in Michigan, when this company began, I think lumber. So how did the East Jordan Iron Works come to be?
The company did start in East Jordan supplying parts to the lumbering industry, which was very active in 1883 when they started in northern Michigan.
Tell us a little about the founder.
The founder, W.E. Malpass, was an immigrant from England, and he met his future bride, who was the daughter of R.W. Round, who was a principal in Traverse City Iron Works, who helped him start East Jordan Iron Works.
And now the lumbering era faded, the glory days passed. How did the company then adapt?
The company transitioned to making municipal castings and fire hydrants and valves in the teens in 1914-15 and started making products for the growing marketplace in Detroit.
Now, we fast forward to 2014, and, you know, anyone with their eye to the ground in Michigan knows that name that is on the manhole covers. Where else do your manhole covers exist?
Well, we produce them in the U.S., in Michigan and in Oklahoma, and we have sales branches and distribution centers throughout the country that supply almost most of the major markets in the U.S. and Canada. And then throughout the world, we also have a production facility in Europe, which supplies France and neighboring countries.
There really are lessons to be learned from the 1800s that businesses today can look at to see a company that met a need, and when that need began to fade, you know, adapted.
Oh, certainly. And we continue to grow and evolve by providing various types of access solutions. Now we not only make them in iron, we also have an aluminum hatch division. We have invested in composites. And so we produce all different types of access covers, which as we call them now, for openings in the ground, basically. So,
when you think of EJ's 131-year history and legacy, you know, in the west side of Michigan, you've still got the company family-owned, fourth generation of Malpasses. Why stay in Michigan?
Well, I think it was started here, and I think the family is both in fourth and fifth generation now, and it's committed to both being a family business, and they're committed especially to northern Michigan and living here and working here and investing in the community and the state. So.
And one would think that if W.E. was around to walk through the offices today, he'd have to be very impressed.
Yeah, we think W.E. would be very proud of what the family business has achieved today, and their continued growth and reinvestment and plan to continue to grow and survive in a tough global environment.
Tom Teske, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Hey, thanks a lot.